From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Mimi Wright. MU is implementing a new campus-wide tobacco-free policy. University officials announced yesterday that products like chewing tobacco and e-cigarettes will also be banned in addition to smoking tobacco. KBIA's Molly Dove reports.
5 years ago, the university went smoke-free. MU officials went a step further. Now all tobacco products will be banned on campus. The ban includes stadiums, parking structures, and campus housing. New signage and a social media campaign will be deployed to remind people of the new policy. Kevin Everett is an associate professor of family and community medicine and chaired the committee to draft the tobacco-free policy. He says this new policy is in the best interest of campus by addressing all tobacco products.
There's a lot of changes that the industry is putting out new products, and we just want to be able to keep our policy in line with what's going to happen in the future.
Violators of the tobacco-free policy will be given a warning, as well as resources to educate them on the dangers of using tobacco. Molly Dove, KBIA News.
A man on Missouri's death row for killing three convenience store workers in 1994 will get another chance to argue that a medical condition would make lethal injection too painful. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Friday that a lower court mistakenly dismissed Ernest Lee Johnson's appeal in September 2016. Johnson, who's 58, argues that Missouri's lethal injection drug, pentobarbital, could trigger seizures due to a brain condition. U.S. District Judge Greg Kays ruled in 2016 that Johnson had not argued enough facts to have his case heard in full. Governor Mike Parson has removed the interim tag from Sandra Carson's latest job title as Director of the Department of Public Safety. Carson is retiring as superintendent of the Missouri Highway Patrol to head the safety department. She will oversee several divisions, including the patrol, the National Guard, and the State Emergency Management Agency.
Our commitment must be to work together as a team, to work smarter, to include more voices in our discussions, and to listen, to be willing to question if there's a better way to serve than what we've done in the past.
Carson takes over on Saturday, but will eventually need to be confirmed by the Missouri Senate. She was named interim director after Parson announced he was not keeping Drew Juden on as public safety director. Juden was hired by former Governor Eric Greitens. St. Louis philanthropists Rex and Jean Sinkfield are donating $50 million to St. Louis University, the largest donation in the 200-year history of the school. The university said Tuesday that the donation will establish the St. Louis University Research Institute. The gift comes after the university's recent fundraising brought in a record $99 million. Rex Sinkfield is a graduate of St. Louis University and serves as a trustee. Part of the donation will be used to start the Sinkfield Center for Applied Economic Research. Another portion will go to the university's chess program. Rex Sinkfield is a staunch supporter of chess and has played a key role in making St. Louis one of the nation's leading chess centers. I'm Mimi Wright, KBIA News, Columbia.